Hi, Mark Gravisky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Thursday, July 22nd of 2021, and this episode is called Faded. Harry Ironside was a preacher from many years ago, and he was telling the story about a train off in the Northeast that had become stalled on the tracks. This was in an era when many people traveled by train regularly, and there were many college students on a train called the Limited returning to school after the Christmas break. The train that was stalled sent a flagman back along the track to wave it wildly in the air so that the conductor of the train that was moving down the tracks, the Limited, would stop before there was an accident. However, the flagman says as he waved the flag, the Limited came rushing by, and it smashed into the back of the train. The engineer was able to dive off the train in time, but there were many casualties and injuries, for sure. Of course, there was an investigation to see what had happened, and they interviewed both of the engineers of each train to see what had happened. Both claimed they had taken the right action. The one train said, "We sent the flagman back," and he waved a red flag as a way of warning. However, the engineer of the Limited said, "I saw the flagman, but he was waving a yellow flag," which meant all clear. Now there was a big debate. Who was telling the truth and who wasn't? Both men seemed credible enough. And so after some debate, they brought in the flag. And what they had found out was that the flag was indeed red. However, it had not been properly stored or cared for. It had been dulled by the sunlight, and as a result, it now resembled the color of a dull yellow. And I wonder if we as Christians have dulled the call of Christ. Have we faded the call of Christ by doing everything the world does, just not quite as bad as they do it? We don't say quite as many bad words. We don't watch quite as many bad movies. We don't participate in quite as many overt sins. But we make sure to show up on Sundays, or maybe online, if there's nothing better to do. Are we asleep, or are we alert? Are the actions or inactions we are taking as Christians fading the call of Christ? Or are they proudly proclaiming to people the good news of Jesus? Jesus said we are to be like a city on a hill whose light cannot be hidden. May that be the goal and motivation of our lives each and every day. This has been Mark Gravisky for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.